This statue was the dream of a man by the name of Amos Van Horn, who owned a store really right down the street on Market Street from where the statue stands.
The will of a department store owner not named Bamberger commissioned the city of Newark's most iconic sculpture. Guy Sterling is a local historian and author of The Famous, The Familiar, and The Forgotten, 350 Notable Newarkers.
After Van Horn died and there was $25,000 in his estate to pay for this statue, there was a committee put together to decide not only where it was going to be situated, but also who was going to do it. And they originally decided that it would be done in a competition.
Sitting next to seated Lincoln on Market Street in downtown Newark, Guy tells us how the statue was commissioned to Gutzon Borgel.
But one of the people who wanted almost desperately to do this statue was Gutzon Borgel, who was one of the preeminent sculptors of the time. Borgel wasn't going to enter a competition, but he had friends here in Newark, close friends, and he was able to use his influence to get the commission for this job without going through the competition. The dedication of this statue was part of the Memorial Day ceremony in Newark in 1911. One of the things that the parade featured in those years was Civil War veterans. And by that time in their lives, they were mostly older men, and many of them had to be helped along the parade route by relatives, sons. There were a number of speeches that day as part of the dedication ceremony, and the keynote address was delivered by Teddy Roosevelt.
Gutzon Borgel historian John Tolliver recounts that day in Newark.
Gutzon Borgel and his wife picked up Roosevelt at the ferry that came over from New York and took him in an open car from the Jersey ferry into Newark. There were crowds lining the street. And of course, Roosevelt was still one of the most beloved men in America. There was Lincoln, the greatest of American presidents, Theodore Roosevelt, the next great American president. And there was Gutzon Borgel, who brought them together.
Years later, they would end up together again on Mount Rushmore. But on Memorial Day, their spirit lives in downtown Newark. If you don't believe me, just ask a historian.
What the Eiffel Tower is to Paris, the Lincoln statue is to Newark, and I hope that it sits here for hundreds and hundreds of years more, and that people come and kids come and play on it and touch it and just enjoy it, because it's a great treasure for the city of Newark, it's a great treasure for the state of New Jersey, and actually it's a great treasure for America as well.
I'm Hank Santos, WBGO News.